Well, as I reread that passage from the Bible a few weeks ago, there was one bit in particular that stood out to me. And that was the bit where the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." But what does it mean to be highly favored? Well, I guess it's another way of saying, congratulations, you are special. You're one of the chosen ones. You are part of the privileged few. And it got me thinking, who are the people in the world today that we might regard as special or as privileged? Let me show you a few of the people that I thought of, if you can see with the sun. First of all, I thought of people who are famous, and somebody like Beyonce came to mind. Then I thought of people who are rich. This is Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, worth billions and billions of dollars. Then I thought of people who have a particular talent that they're known for. Anyone know who this is? They chorus together from the Cubs and Scouts. Luka Modric, who recently won the Ballon d'Or. Then I thought of people who are very clever or highly educated. If any of you watched I'm a Celebrity, then you'll have seen Anne Hegarty, and she normally is in The Chase, but a woman who seemingly knows everything that there is to know. Then I thought of people with lots of power. We may not like him, but he does have a lot of power. And then last of all, I thought of people who are born into privilege, people like Prince Harry. But it does beg a question. What about people who aren't in those categories? What about people who aren't privileged? Are they still special? Do their lives still matter? I heard the other day that the biggest selling album of 2018 is the soundtrack from the film The Greatest Showman. Give me hands up if you've seen The Greatest Showman. Quite a number of you. The album has been at number one for over 20 weeks. It's been in the top 10 for almost the entire year, and it's sold nearly a million copies, helped along by the recent release of The Greatest Showman Reimagined. And for me, there is one song on the album that sums up the overriding message of the film. And I'm going to play you a snippet now, and if you know it, you can sing along. It's amazing. It really caught people's imagination, both the film and the song. This is me, this kind of defiant lyric. So what about Mary? What about this story of Mary and the angel? The angel says to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." But the funny thing is that Mary didn't have any of the privileges that I listed earlier. Mary wasn't famous. She wasn't rich. She didn't have a special talent. She wasn't highly educated. She had no power. And she was poor. She wasn't born into privilege. And on top of that, Mary was a woman, which meant in that time and at that place, it made her effectively a nobody, as it still does in some parts of our world today. So why does the angel describe Mary as special? Well, I think what made Mary special is that she was given the gift of Jesus, that God entrusted his only son to her. So God chose a poor woman, a brown-skinned woman, to bring the Savior of the world to birth. And when he chose her, that is what made her special. That is what raised her up. And the message of Christmas is that each and every one of us are highly favored by God, because God offers us the gift of knowing Jesus. It's not dependent on who we are or on what we've done. It's not about gender or race or class or sexuality or ability. God offers the gift of knowing Jesus to whoever will receive him. And so this morning, I simply want to say that you are highly favored by God. You are chosen by him. You are special to him. And your life matters to him. Mary said to the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me as you have said." She accepted that gift of Jesus. And I wonder what you'll do with the offer of that gift this year. Is it a gift that you might like to receive? Because if you do, it will raise you up and change your life, just as it did for Mary. Amen.